just a little really short.
To the boomba, boomba.
Fascinating.
Just a little really short.
To the boomba, boomba.
What's your name?
Dialect. To the boomba, boomba.
What's your name?
The Black Knight. To the boomba, boomba.
What's your name?
To the boomba, boomba.
What's the name of this show?
To the boomba, boomba.
What's the name of this show?
To the boomba, boomba.
Fascinating.
To the boomba, boombox.
Anything that man be clean to me gone. Anything that man be clean to me gone. Anything that man be clean to me gone. Anything that man be clean to me gone.
Book Town is Black Moon and Smith and Wesson. Pick up the pace, cause we're right behind your back. The pump got X amount of shots. Take one to your back. Booyaka, Mr. Ripper did the shooting. Cops heard the shot, shit's hot, cause they're pursuing. But it's my stomping ground where herbs get blown down. Think of getting caught by beasts, you's a damn clown. Check the drums of death as I break what's left for your face. Cause you're selling out the rap race. Your family cries as your body lies in its casket. I keep a Black Smith and Wesson in my polo jacket. For all your hard rock. And if your bitch is a dime, she can get the cock. Straight up and down, we too terrible tough. The fix to hit your pockets and I made your eyes puffy. What pussy better drop your mic and get the steppin' before you face the fix with a Blacksmith and West.
Don't put clip or sled to the head. The neck head trade, book shot and ball head. Don't put clip or sled to the head.
Niggas representing, don't die, never dead. Like I said, all we fucking do is multiply. I puff a mad bag of Buddha. Niggas be like,
yo, who the shorty?
I'm busting niggas with my six shooter. I get so much pussy, my dick be in stitches. Red bones ain't even fuck them Black Zulu bitches. What? This little nigga is a mad stalker. Brooklyn, New Yorker, wrap the leash around your neck and then the walker. If you's a bigger niggas get bucked. Cause I'm the buck and I don't give a fuck, my dick you can suck. Buck is a killer, feel a nigga like Manila. But I'm strong like 10 fucking gorillas. A crazy ass nigga putting Brooklyn on the map. I never gave a fuck, I never give a fuck. Cause I'm all that. I take no gypsy, giving the buck 50. I even blew your bitch cause your man tried to stick.
Blow the clip, bust that to the head. The nappy head dread, buck shot at warhead. Blow the clip, bust that to the head. The nappy head dread, buck shot at warhead. Blow the clip, bust that to the head. The nappy head dread, buck shot at warhead.
Personality split, and I'm about to flip with my nigga, pull the trigger, let the clock spit. A little badass shorty with no remorse. I kill 40s and toss grenades on stage, so who's the boss? Another group grew up the scene, grew up a plan to get green. Now I got sticky mean with my tag team. G-Morning, if you're thinking of taking this to underground rules, and ain't no more faking if you're thinking of faking it. Straight up and down, enough respect to Bucktown. Home of the chrome where I roam, not giving a fuck now. Damn, just when you thought it was safe to come out with a rhyme, I got the nine to your face. Boom, hooked up with Black Moon, now it's on for real. So I packed more steel, looking for a kill. Hoping not the picture on my scope, cut the thread of pump lead from the Black Smith and Wesson, enough to say.
Blow the clip, bust that to the head. The nappy head dread, buck shot at forehead. Blow the clip, bust that to the head. The nappy head dread, buck shot at forehead. Blow the clip, bust that to the head.
Enemy, your friend, fake the funk, I put the junk to an end. Now who the rude boy want come
test dog. I find his family, the ID, him in the mall. I bet you never thought I'd bust lead. Surprise, I'm a 4-5 blunt head just like
you. Try test the champion sound, you're getting bucked down. Recognize the boot camp click out of Bucktown. Gun thirsty little bastard, always blasted from the sacks of chocolate of mother casting. You say you're number one wicked selector. I say you Panani and I wet ya. Keep the bull for a pull, this your trigger. Cause you don't wanna test me when I'm tipsy off the liquor like the punk they call McGirt. Got his feelings hurt, showed his true colors, had to yank up his skirt. Now he's in misery, trying to cop a plea. Led to him head from gun clapper number 3, see. Lick off a shot, you know dick rider. Lick a shot, put 99 pun fire.
Now everybody wanna be Don Gagan. All around New York niggas be talking, but we be stalking. In the darks when the gun starts barking. But in the day, be wary of where you be walking.
Don't! Champion song. Leave it to the people them, cause you know that when time the people them come out with them a ball for. Leave!
Me nah, sex me rough like the wicked youth in me. That motherfucker that be bugging off the truth, you see. Original criminal running time. Crime pace, that's what that practice so whack. If you won't get blasted by my 9 shot, come around my block, find a nice spot in the pine box. Murderer, body boy killer, Colin Powell filler, we bout to get iller.
Some boy, you got enough reason to worry. Coming with my troops, we about to bury. Better pack your dubs and move in a hurry. Ease off, sin.
Looking at my pager, it's about that time to load up the 9 and do my daily crime. Warriors, conquerors, the man before ya. Mr. Ripper, aka the enemy killer. My man with the weed is my man indeed. And all you sucky ducky niggas catch knots with speed.
Talking about you also. Am I so new?
Some boy gonna get dead tonight. Duke as I retrieve the 2.5 from my 10 boots. Target upon sight, trick upon cock. Adjust your pupils to see your dead boy walk. Enough pussy all gonna die this year. Here comes the boot camp, slide it to the rear.
Strain coming like a hurricane, licking shots. More untouchable than niggas with the chicken pox. So MCs get lifted when I'm splifted. Nigga, guard your grill, cause Louisville packs the biscuit. In the session, Smith & Wesson, OGC. Gun clapper number 1 with my nigga DOG.
We bring the realness, feel this. Boom, it's Black Moon, reveal this. We come to let you know what the deal is. Straight up, we serve justice. So if you can't be trusted, may you return where the dust is.
Yeah. There is many songs that going around and going on and going like a clown, but I'm telling you, clean up your act and come to the livestock, cause you are dead stuck from morning and now is evening, everything's changed.
Opening your phone. Don't front. You know I got you open, kid. Don't front. was shot by beats around the way. All we do is spark Mayanism. Niggas been like, yo, you book shot right here, that ism. But let's get with the cypher, kid, past the eight. So I can wet my lungs and blow smoke in your face. Working job, niggas can't touch me, kid. Cause I'm too nice to do bids to ever hit skid. Fronts in the bottom of my teeth like whatever shit. On the real, getting played what I never did. Cause on the mic, I gotta represent the real niggas. The field niggas get the motherfucking ill triggers. Word to herb, lick shot with my verb. And keep my hand on my grip when I play the curb. I never got caught by your undercover DT9GGT. Can't see me. You rap mics from the ones that live broke, kid. Don't front. You know I got you. Oh, got you. Don't front. You know I got you. Catch a buzz, getting it right. The type of ill shit to make the mind feel tight. And be wanting to battle like every 5 minutes. But I'm in this like Guinness, so that ass get finished. Straight from the floors of hell, filled the flame. You faggot ass, I heard your nickname's Blame. I hit your brain and you felt the pain. Maintain when it comes to a battle. You know the buck brains, I go from flow to flow. Niggas be like, yo, how'd you do that? Bitches be like, yo, who that? You all that, you true that. Never forget that I'm the one you thought wouldn't make it. I used to make money, now we'll just take it. I do what I gotta do to bring you to the concrete. Bucking niggas down cause they think shit is sweet. I keep my checks whenever I'm in the projects. Ease out then flex in effect like Rex. Bruck to your head, now die is my slogan. Don't front, you know I got you open. Don't front, you know I got you open.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize my brother.
Boot camp coming through. One,
click,
two,
click,
three.
Click,
three, two, one. Represent my son. Show him how it's done. Yeah.
What up? I heard that you got a little problem with the way that we roll and the heads we done rob. Sticking and flicking the bangers, throwing them out to your neck. Bang. Another beat down inflicted by that nigga tech. And for your backstabbers, yeah, I got the sharp dagger.
Uh-huh.
And a left hook that'll cause your jawbone to shatter. Who's skilled enough to come test the weed or two? Yeah. Titans from Bucktown that the burn through your crew. I got the vibe from the session in the back when niggas are strapped on the ground, puffing meth and kicking raps. Yeah. Smith and Wesson coming with enough buds of skunk. Fake the funk and get found dead in the trunk.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
Back again, make room for the boom. Puffin' the lie, getting high to a beat, minus two. Stroke my gack is where I live, at's a lot of rats.
Cushion pain.
Use my brain so I don't sweat that. Instead, I map with a tech in the door. My man Ruckus and rocking your ripper, what up, Bob?
The deal's going down like this.
Yes.
Run off at the mouth, watch your lips, and my boots do a French kiss. Putting the end to those who tend to get me aggravated. I'm tired of counting dudes and adding up the years we waited. Be on the lookout for these mad blunt smoke to keep your girl away from me, cause I won't hesitate to stroke.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise. You better recognize.
feeling the rush from the kind of bus plant, but I can't limp, cause niggas get me in. Talking this and that, but my rap format's fat. And I slap cats that commence to stab backs. Never could I ever agree on cutting loose a lot of my troops that I roll with for eons. Be on your tippy top, or you'll quickly drop by them crooked cops, or the local cock block is on your block. I watch my back when Fidel. Some say the buzz, but I say the fuzz bass for my health. Huh, critics get it bang like Riddick. Bold first, I get lifted with my click before ripping the show. So I say what I mean what I say, do what I do, and me not play. Stay on guard for punks who play hard. Don't be surprised, I'm pulling your card. You better recognize.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Real heads on the rise.
Recognize.
You better recognize.
All heads realize.
Recognize.
Smith and Wesson on the rise.
Better recognize, nigga.
All heads on the rise. You better recognize. I mean each and every individual who listen to that voice in your head will never kick it true.
Yeah, yeah, check this out, yo. It's DJ Black Knight here with the crew. This is Return Boombox Radio on WBCR 1090 AM. Yep, it's that time of the week again. So, you know, we just went through the ill set. You know, we kind of did a boot camp theme set, you know, because we're going to have a little boot camp thing going on today. So let me just go real quick through the playlist. I kicked it off with the Black Moon. You know I'm saying, you know, Black Moon Crew, DJ Evil D, 5FT, and Buckshot on their classic collaboration with Smith & Wesson, which is Tech & Steel, on the track Black Smith & Wesson. Then I took it to Smith & Wesson featuring, I believe it was Hurricane Starring, on the Soundboy Burial.
Yep. You always say his name kind of funny.
Who?
Starring.
Starring. Starring, Starring, Wang, Dang, whatever. Anyway, then I went to Black Moon on the original version of I Got You Open. And finally, Smith & Wesson, the original version, Recognize, you know. I just figured I'd rock with those original joints since they were on the album. And, you know, you don't really get to hear them that much. Everyone always does remixes, you know. But I think those were pretty ill in themselves.
Yeah, that's one ill thing about boot camp. Always a bunch of ill remixes, B-sides. Things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because especially Black Moon, Smith & Wesson, like almost every 12-inch would have a B-side that was not on the album. So it's like you had to get the records just to get all the, you know, exclusive stuff.
Word.
Yeah, but speaking of boot camp today, we have a special surprise for in store for you because actually this is like, you know, I guess you call it the end of season. Or the end of the beginning, whatever you want to call it. But this is the last time we're going to be rocking the 1 o'clock slot. So to all our listeners out there, from next week on, we're going to be rocking the show same day on Saturdays, but at 6 o'clock in the evening, Eastern Standard Time. So all my listeners out there, you know, don't tune to the show next weekend at 1 because we will not be on. Tune in 5 hours later at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll be rocking next weekend, and we'll have some special guests to kick off the new, you know, the new slot, the new season, you know, all that. But to kind of end, you know, the good run for today, you know, I reached out to boot camp, and I said, you know, hey, we need to get some people down here. There's some heads down here who would love to see you guys come through. And they said, oh, you know what? Helter Skelter's dropping an album. So why don't we send them down there to rock with y'all? So we'll have the legendary Helter Skelter coming through and rocking with the Boombox crew.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be pretty ill, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I really can't wait to do this interview, you know, like.
Yeah.
I really, like, because it's been like.
10 years.
Yeah, exactly, since they've done an album. So it's really going to be crazy, like, you know, catching up with them and find out, you know, what's been, what they've been up to.
Everybody knows what Sean P been up to.
You know,
yeah.
Now everyone knows about Rock,
yeah.
His moves. So, you know, it's going to be interesting talking that. And you can be sure there's going to be a crazy freestyle. Real
that's
crazy.
Definitely right there.
You know, that's a given, you know, for sure. So I definitely can't wait for that. And, you know, that should be going down sometime between 2 and 2:30. You know, they gave me their word they should be there at that time, you know. So definitely keep listening to this show because, you know, this is the way we're going to close out this slot. And we're going to go out of a bang, you know what I'm saying? And actually, we'll also be having a special call-in from another female MC named Medina Star coming out of Philly, who's affiliated with Access Immoral. You know, this is a very ill chick in the mic. Don't sleep on her. She has recently did some tracks with Torre and Shabam Sadiq. So definitely, this is a girl you need to check for. So she'll be calling the show real shortly, too, to, you know, say what's up and let the world know about her. So we got a really ill show packed for y'all. But as things are going, you know, I've been probably jabbering or talking the mic too much, so I'm going to get off the air. You know, I'm going to rock with another Boot Camp flavored set. You know, this time I'm going to take it to the Health the Skelter, the OGC crew, you know, not the cuts you would think I would play, you know. I'm going to mix it up and, like, you know, make it a surprise. So all listeners out there, definitely keep rocking with us. This is Turnbull Mox Ray on WBCR 1090 AM. The last time we rock at 1 o'clock. Next weekend we'll be rocking at 6. But in the meantime, rock with this.
Attention to my extracurricular way. I be sticking you on tracks with gas that's flicking the enemies in my cipher. I should treat you like a Kennedy and snipe you. Remember me, that nigga told Sean I never liked you. Give me your lighter. Sean's flipping the nonfiction when the trauma hitting. The God's gifted. You know that you all get done. I'm artistic. Watch how fast I draw my gun.
We gon' rock the world. If not, mother rock y'all.
Heads wasn't ready.
That was why we stuck y'all.
Stuck y'all.
We gon' rock on.
Mother rock the world.
Rock your dome.
Mother rock your moms and girls.
To all my peoples in the PJs, lock it down. You want some scared shit these days? Stop it now. Shit is forever drama. We wig out forever. Rock and rock. Relocate, boy. I scar all bubbles like Chuck. And blatantly, I shake them seeds with the verbal sense of turbulence. Some cat was saying it, you're taking we. Haven't heard them since. It doesn't hurt to bend the fake and G. Don't be mistaken. Be the world is rocking rocks. Hold the take and see. we gon' rock the world.
Rock the world.
We gon' rock the world.
Rock the world.
If not, mother rock the world.
Mother rock the world.
Say mother rock the world.
Mother rock the world.
We gon' rock the world.
Rock the world.
Say rock the world.
Rock the world.
If not, mother rock the world.
Mother rock the world.
Say mother rock the world.
Mother rock the world.
We gon' rock the world.
It wasn't ready,
that was why we stuck y'all. We gon' rock on,
mother rock the world.
Rock your dome,
mother rock your bones and girl.
Word is bomb,
mother rock your bones and girl.
Word is bomb,
mother rock your bones and girl.
Word is bomb,
mother rock your bones and girl.
We rock on.
Dry right now. Now to get something to drink, that's my word. Pull over to this fucking curb real quick. Yo, damn, shorty. Yo, what the fuck you doing? Yo, get the fuck up out my car. Yo, close my door, man. I can smack the fuck out you. Yo, that's my word.
Bon voyage, like Tracy Chapman, you better slow down in fast cars. Chillin' in my whip, listen to Chico the Boss. Seems harsh, that a rap nigga like me. Listen to R&B, your part and me. Watch one of y'all hard niggas said that.
What?
I listen to R&B, reggae and bus raps, fuck that. I heard a lot of shorties do be hounding y'all. OGC 9-8, everyone accounted for. I'm still with my girl and I smoke big slips. Listen to LL and I watch Will Smith.
Aw,
shit, everybody acting Will again.
If you remain the same,
then the game will never change. What it be like? Me and my niggas, GC alike. We the type of niggas you don't really wanna get hyped. Cause we might start acting up in your club. Cause we don't give a fuck. Cause we real niggas, so what?
So all my New York niggas
gotta bounce to this. Grab your blood or your lean. Smoke an ounce to this. Whatever y'all niggas is at. Gotta spark up your split.
Cause only OGC
can put it down like this.
So all my West Coast niggas
gotta bounce to this.
Grab your blood or your lean.
Smoke an ounce to this.
Whatever y'all niggas is at.
Gotta spark up your split.
Cause only OGC
can put it down like this.
Stop acting like that. It's been hell getting up in here. Yo, walk with me down here to the bar. Yo, son. Y'all meet y'all on the floor.
Son, I was in the cut rolling up. Feeling kinda twisted. Fuck it with this shorty. Why by accident she missed me? She boldly had told me that all I wanted was her panties. Get her home and fill her up with Henny. I didn't call. She was alone that night. And for some reason, DJ Spence, Brian McKnight. That's all I heard. My words, son, she sang the song. Accent of Ville. Was I on your mind at all? I tried to say nah. But hell yeah, it came out. I couldn't spit it out. Tell her what this shit is about. Maybe I'm moving too fast. Cause I want that ass. Before I jet from the bar, let me count my cash. They call him Henny. Feel that is good and plenty. You gotta just love this shit. The more I look, the more I wanna dick this chick. But then my niggas call, gotta get her out to the whip.
So all my New York niggas
gotta bounce to this. Grab your blood or your lean, smoke an ounce for this. Whatever y'all niggas is at,
gotta spark up your split.
Cause only OGC
can put it down like this.
So all my West Coast niggas
gotta bounce to this.
Grab your blood or your lean,
smoke an ounce for this.
Whatever y'all niggas is at,
gotta spark up your split.
Cause only OGC
can put it down like this.
Yo, what you talking about, man?
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, man, I'm
talking.
Fake rapping,
yo, fuck,
ass.
I gotta go.
Yo, I'm gonna get your punk.
Yo, I gotta go.
Yo, duck. I just hung up with my ass.
You tried to flex like funk, man.
I got my gun in my lap.
I can't get to my trunk fast.
Word up, smoke this weed first.
And then we get drunk after.
Cause at home, bitches suck on my dick like a passer.
Fire.
For real, man. Will ain't a liar.
Word up, I smoke until I can't get no higher.
Yo, hit him in his left.
Now what? Your teeth is on.
My right hand.
Let you know that the beef is on.
Cause these cats got all these gay niggas want to be.
Hell yeah, Easy LP gon' get it when I see.
Word up, I learned that
from my wild niggas out in CI.
Hey, go Charlene.
Hold my jacket, let me handle my BI.
Starring just your average, yo, like GI.
To my man Lil Grant
when I see him on his VI.
But I stay on the move, that's what I whip the black range for. Big face Bennies for chicks to get changed.
Hey, yo, for real, word up.
I had to up my credentials.
Then move,
change my area to residential.
Call from Drew High.
Got the memo that I sent you.
LAX, 2 hours, nigga, have two rent dues. Back in 95, I was a rapper with potential. Magnum, B.I., everything confidential.
Even at JFK,
niggas talking when I'm walking in.
Yo, Puffy on the radio.
Word up, I'm back in New York.
I can't say I know any.
Crews, I know too many.
Hey, yo, now make your choice.
Choose Strange.
Choose Henny. Riding around my way in my black 420, smoking on the bar Marley.
Well, I be sipping on a Henny.
Can't say I know any.
Crews, I know too many.
Now make your choice. Choose Strange.
Choose Henny. Riding around my way in my black 420, puffing on the bar Marley.
Well, I be sipping on a Henny.
On my feet.
with me.
Throw your hands in the air.
All my thugs and soldiers, fuck it, even players.
Whether you hate us or you show us love,
no matter what you do, money, stack your guns and ones.
Is you with me?
Throw your hands in the air.
All my thugs and soldiers, fuck it, even players.
Crooks, willies, pimps, all my sons.
No matter what you do, baby, stack your guns and ones.
Light a number and elevate on this one, my brother. Respect mine like my baby mother. I shine when it rains. The sky's crying for all the black youth that's dying. I heard he went out clutching his iron, and in the midst of slugs flying, one burst he kissed the dirt, not knowing he was touched at first or badly hurt. It's all science. Another nigga murk. Kid snatched his purse and his work, left nothing but the shells on the turf. The situation's worse. A lot of bitch ass niggas is coming out their skirts, cause it's rare. Not everyone can rhyme and get a deal. Not everyone can shine and make a meal. So Johnny carry nine in the steel. One and a half for all them fuckheads. Leave that ass for dead. Enough said. Don't be mistaken or misled. It's all peace, but when my babies gotta get fed, I'm on teeth, biting down on the bullet now. Bloodshed, I caught my herb from a naughty dread and lived this life on the edge, nigga. One time for the
fucking ass. Gang, are you with me? We'll throw your hands in the air.
All my soldiers, thugs, fuck it, even players.
Heads on lockdown and O's on the run.
No matter what you do, money, stack your guns in one.
Hey, yo, peep the stamina of the main brain splatterer. In a matter of seconds, I'm disrespecting your character. What's the matter? Your niggas ain't ready for the massacre. I'll be slapping y'all niggas in the face with the caliber. You like the voice, baby? Ruck is the choice lately. Slap a hoe in the grapple hole just like Hoist Gracie. My boys pay me no mind for the shit I say lately. The deep down in their heart, they think that nigga Ruck is crazy. Maybe y'all niggas should just chill before I fuck you up. I can snuff a young nigga in the face with the uppercut. What the fuck? Y'all niggas do with the bike ruin. Your life by screwing. Your wife now cruising. Effect with the motherfucking grimy style. Met the cow, health is yelled the for the 90 now. Remind me how, the way you used to be. Yo, you used to be better than you is on the mic, but now you losing.
So is you with me?
We'll throw your hands in the air.
All my soldiers, thugs, fuck it, even players.
Whether you rap or a living, they'll sell drugs for fun.
No matter what you do, stack your guns and ones.
Son, I used to be a good boy. Fat cheeks, little cute kid. Potentially rebellious, yet a straight A student. I listened to my elders till I found out they were stupid. But they told me had me broken, but me time for some new shit. Now I hold mo, conceal heat and Acapulco. Ricans and Bush, we call me Rocco, El Mano Loco. Got a 4-4 to me, thugs sing like Casey and JoJo. Packing ever since Mama Rock said guns was a no-no. We don't need those, though. Street cats don't need gas. 6'5 from the NBA, many niggas beat ass. So try me, like Mutombo, you can't get shit by me. Send you to ER, son. With broke ankles like Allen Ivy. Hold that thought for a minute and watch a shorty before I run up in it. I ain't been it, I'm like Sprite. Image got you shaking, thinking I'm Jamaican. But it's thirst that to get your jewelry and dough taken. Fuck Batman and Robin, I'm Robin with a Batman. Chase niggas like Chevy for making whack jams. Hit hard as a dick after a lap dance. Axe, any Sean Franks and Alcatraz fan. They tell you watch the jab.
So is you with me?
We'll throw your hands in the air.
All my soldiers stuck, fuck it, even players.
God's earth and cons, Crips and Bloods.
No matter what you do, money, stack your guns and ones. Is you with me?
We'll throw your hands in the air. All my soldiers thugs, fuck it, even players.
MSC, Killer Bees, and my outlaw thugs.
Armageddon soon come,
stack your guns and ones.
Stack your guns.
Help the skelter come
stack
soon.
Stack your guns and ones.
Be prepared, motherfucker.
Stack your guns and ones.
These ain't nobody safe, motherfuckers.
Stack your guns and ones.
Apocalypse.
Stack your guns and ones.
Stack your guns and ones.
Yo, on the personal. On the personal.
Feed these niggas.
Yeah. Well, spawn on the personal.
Feed these niggas.
Kill bait.
Bring it. You wanna bring it?
Queens Bridge.
Like 1, 2, 3.
Brownsville. Fucking with niggas that's ready to kill.
Yo, it's that real nigga shit
real nigga.
That make the real niggas get buck wild, jumping out they whip. Yo, I've been fresh like the prince ever since grade 6. Can't turn back, I ain't been the same since. You know how bitch niggas in the industry pretend to be a friend of me, in the long run becoming enemies. R.I.P. Web Capone, who got juked up? Looked up, my nigga have now, this be he hooked up. Got niggas out on the app, they all shook up. Me and Henny paid, cause OGC is booked up. Fuck your wax sound, say the word, get back down. Got my nigga Henny
Manny mad, yelling in the background.
Fuck them niggas.
They better ask someone, because paranoia got me ready to blast someone. Yo ass get dunced, the ranks say blast them, son. Yell out, and here they come with massive guns.
Hey yo, some chick asked the homegirl, who is he? She said, you don't know Henny, V-I-double-L-E. That's that nigga that's full blown, just like a celly. Feel real nigga shit, tell you how the hell he feel. GC till the day I D, all night put it up, MFC for life. Niggas I looked up to, turned out to be suspect alarming. Grab your kids, niggas is Barney. Yo, they ain't with getting money, they laugh at what ain't funny. They gonna stay hungry cause our day's getting sunny. Yo, I put it down, for my people knocked down and locked down. GCs can't be kept down, we keep on till the sound is full blown. Pops, I'ma see you when you finally hit
yo,
bones.
Who is the rank one, no relation to Stevie? Hennyville, Gus, fuck the M.O.B.B. Shit, y'all work hard for it, to us come ZZ. Y'all want beef, yeah, no fraud, come see me.
Straight slashback, paying your fear, looking for cash back. That's fucked up, you was in debt, now you done lucked out. You bugged out,
take up your shit
and get the fuck out. My face rolling that green weed up in my leaf. I'm not having that, just replace it with the black. Check Judah or Nitty or June for the 50 sack. Now look at that, my niggas wanna be where the hook is at. So where we at? Fuck town, motherfuckers. Who are we? MFC, bitch, niggas.
We hold it down, hold
it down, slow it down, slow it down.
Let's take a walk through Park Slope. Not what you eat, but we practice the artichoke in the streets of Brooklyn. It's similar to Vietnam, so be it the bomb. We never calm, especially when we get illegally searched. Stereotype, you know they from Brooklyn, so they bound to fight. That's right, what? That niggas ain't shit. Cop back the double barrel and spit seed. Buck never quit, I walk the streets with a bunch of OGs who know me. As that little bad nigga from 93, Buckshot. That nigga with the red dot pointed at you, not cock quick. Nigga, watch
yo,
this.
I heard you sing, purposely spilling the beans. On the street, rock the pink, but now you playing the greens. Cocksacky, don't wanna get the fuck out bad. Noticing wildin' on the streets is only a fad. 20 stitches, collect calls, stressing mad bitches. Got you in the home or house of snitches. Dig that, they dug you. Only here for moms on the humble. Four building, watch them crumble. I hate these motherfuckers, got the heat in the stash, just preparing me. Shit ready to cop, Diddy bop on any block. Watch you roll eyes, number one fan, the pole nine. Talk behind my back, real quick to blow mines. I'm quick to blow strike with the gold nine. Ask my brother, God bless, that was quick to hold mine.
Yo, I'm with my man Big Cat from the M.O.B.B. Hennyville, Buckshot, my man the O.G. Shit, y'all work hard for it, to us come ZZ. Y'all want beef, yeah, no problem, come see me. OGC, Mob D, Brownsville, the QB, pocket change, Mac alone, the whole MFC. Ball Molly Slip, crack open the Hennessy. Y'all want beef, yeah, no problem, see we.
Suspect ass niggas. Y'all fucking with the real niggas. QB and B-Ville niggas. And don't make us motherfucking kill niggas. Big up to Mob D and MFC for life, motherfucker. I'll stab you in the back with a knife. I don't give a fuck, kids, and even your motherfucking wife. I'm taking more of your life. 1999, pocket motherfucking chain.
React and get the motherfucker feeling, sir. Feeling, sir.
Return to return to the Boombox Radio. This is John Black. I'm over here with my man.
Yeah, this dialect version of MC. Return to the Boombox Radio. My man DJ Black Knight about to go over his playlist.
Yeah, yeah, DJ Black Knight here, you know, with the crew. Let me go through my playlist real quick. Alright, so yeah, you know, I did the Helter Skelter OGC thing, you know, from the boot camp way. So to kick it off, I did Helter Skelter on the opening track to Magnum Force Worldwide. Then I went to OGC on the Empire. Was it Strikes or What was the name of it? It was like
Empire Strikes Back.
Strikes Back.
I think so.
But nah, the way he spelled it was weird, but
Empire Strikes Back or some shit.
Strikes
like
Back. I was trying to figure out what the hell it was. But yeah, you know, OGC's Bounce the Ounce. Now, I took it back to Helter Skelter, second album with Guns N' Ones featuring Method Man. And finally, OGC again on Suspect Ends with Havoc. Havoc as in Mobb Deep. So, yeah, all listeners out there, you know, we just doing a show right now. If you want to call in, number 718-951-4444. But I believe we have a call right now. Caller, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Medina Star.
Hey, what's going on, Medina Star?
What's up? What's poppin'?
Yo, we was just chilling, you know, playing some of that classic hip-hop.
Hey, good to hear.
Yeah, you know, all people out there don't know, this is Medina Star, you know, LR is coming out of Philly on, give me one sec. Yeah, you know, LR is coming out of Philly, Access Immoral on Introspect Records, you know.
That's what it is, Introspect.
Yeah. So, like, just, like, you know, describe a little bit about yourself. Like, you know, your experience in the game and all that. You know, let people know a little bit about who you are.
All right, definitely. I've been doing my thing for a long time. You know, I've been rhyming since I was probably, like, 12 years old. I grew up in a house with 3 boys. I was the baby girl, and I'm the youngest. So it's like I always was around hip-hop. I'm related to one of the last poets. You know, so I always been around that kind of revolutionary music and everything like that. I do spoken word poetry. I'm also a songwriter. I recorded my first song probably in the early 90s, like 1994. Used to look up to Buckshot Shorty, Rakim, Guru, people like that. So, like, early on, I was doing a lot of stuff that was, like, demos and things like that. Went to school, went to Temple University. Graduated, really got back into the game heavy in 06, put out a mixtape, The Rebirth of Hip Hop, The Renaissance, and then released a full-length album January 07. And somewhere in between all of that, I started my own label. I signed Access Immoral as the first artist on the label. He had the first release, which is American Me. Cop that. American Me is a classic. And then, you know, it just kind of just spiraled from there. So I am where I am now. I'm working on an EP. Actually, I just finished the last song with Nick Wiz and Shabam Sadiq last weekend. So the song is done, the album is done, and the EP going to be coming out probably like in November.
Wow, that's pretty much your life in a nutshell there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I mean, that's what's up, you know. Why don't we take it back a little bit, you know, to the early days. Now, you talk about you was with the Last Poets and everything. In 91, you cut your first demo. But, like, what was some of the music you grew up, like, you mentioned Buckshot, Rakim, but, like, can you name a little bit more of your influences, per se?
Yeah, KRS-One, Public Enemy. See, back then it was like you had people that, like, Native Tongues, like the people that was coming out with, like, De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest. It was a lot of people that was following that movement, but then you had other people that was following the NWA and, like, more of the gangster rap. And I was kind of, like, eclectic. Like, even all the way back then, I used to like Ice Cube. I mean, he had some lyrics that was derogatory towards women back then, but I used to like NWA, but I could also listen to NWA and then turn around and listen to KRS-One. Rakim was a major influence. Like, all respect is due to Rakim because he the one who got my battle skills up, because Rakim's delivery was something that I mimicked. I mimicked Rakim, and I mimicked MC Light. And when you're young and you just coming into yourself, that's pretty much how you learn. You listen to people that are great or people that are, you know, out at that time. And any rapper that say they never did that, I don't think is being honest. But I used to listen to them and just be like, yo, I could spit just as hard as MC Light. So MC Light, Queen Latifah, Moni Love, the list goes on and on. The list goes on and on. I got mad respect for everybody that came before me.
Wow, that's what's up. Yeah, I mean, you know, you talk about artists you liked and everything. Like, let's ask you a little personal question. Like, what was the first CD or, you know, tape that you actually owned?
The first tape that I actually owned was Into the Stage. That's the first tape I actually own. And wow. The reason why is because I stole it. Well, I ain't steal it. I kind of... I stole it from my friend.
That's a great way to get the Into the Stage album. That sounds really appropriate right there.
Yeah, I had to steal Into the Stage and went, like... The song called Slave.
Yeah.
That song right there, Look Deep in the Mind of a Slave. I came up with a rhyme, like, probably 3 days later, everybody was like, yo, you sound like that kid from New York. You sound like Buckshot, because I was all like, I had the flow down packed. I had the finger roll. You know how when Buckshot spit, he rolled his finger like.
Yeah, you know that whole.
I had that whole swagger, like, I'm paid because I wear my suede in the shade. Like, I was killing it. So, yeah, that was my first tape I ever owned.
Word, yeah. Wow, so that basically inspired you to cut the first demo, right? Did the first demo actually sound like that?
It was, you know what, when I listen to it now, because I still had a tape, I might send you a copy of the tape, but it'd be pretty funny. the first demo, the song was called It Be What It Be, and the hook sounded just like Buckshot, because I was like, yo, it be what it be, it's whatever I keep, we can have it, peep the status of this real MC, and I was like really taking his flow, but the lyrics in the hook, like the lyrics in the verses sounded like MC Lyte, because I had that swagger in the hook, but I was coming so hard, because here I was like probably like 4'9" and all of 80 pounds, and I'm thinking I'm tough, so I got this bark and this real hard delivery. It's still a classic to me. I still listen to it, so I still got the tape and everything.
Sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Had the little Bucktown vibe going on.
Yeah, we was recording with a four track. We had everything was manual. We had the four track. It was my producer name was Buzz. We had a little company. It was Buzzmatic Records, and we had a Gemini sampler, like one of those samplers where the start and the stop button is the same button, and you just hit it, and you be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, then you hit it again. So, I mean, it's real vintage, and that's where I started, in the basement with the four-track and the Gemini sampler.
So what's going on out in Philly right now? How's the scene out there right now?
In Philly, like the hip-hop scene? Okay, right now in Philly, it's like it's a lot of people up and coming doing their thing, but Philly is real cliquish. I think because we're so small, like a lot of people, they rep NY. They be like, I'm from New York. New York is a state. Or, I'm from Jersey. Jersey's a state. A lot of people don't understand that Philly is a city. Philadelphia is a city in Pennsylvania, most of Pennsylvania farmland. So when you have, like, a lot of MCs in that small area, it gets real cliquish. It's probably 400 MCs and producers. For every two blocks, it's probably 400 people that rap. And everybody wants to be successful like the other people that came out of Philly. So you got a lot of people out here that sound like people from Philly that was already successful, like Beanie Siegel. For a while, everybody in Philly that was coming out was sounding just like Beanie Siegel. Then it went to Cassidy. Then it went to Ness. And right now, it's like you just got like a handful of people like Tone Trump, Jack Frost, Sandman, and you know, and they're like the people that everybody looks up to. And it's kind of like if you're not in that clique, you really don't get the push you need in Philly if you're not down with certain people.
Mm. What about your Philly influences?
Oh, my Philly influences? I definitely like Eve. I like Eve. I know she went to school with one of my girlfriends or whatever. And, like, a lot of people say, like, she Hollywood now or whatever. But I really like Eve because Eve was hard. Like, when she came out, she was with the Rough Riders, she was hard, but she still was feminine. And I feel like at a certain point, a lot of women, they kind of lost the femininity in the game. Like, at a certain point, it was like everybody was coming out like, yeah, I'm a boss chick. And they had on, like, flannels and skull caps and sunglasses, and there was no femininity to it. When Eve came out, she was hard, but she still, you know, she still was a woman.
She was a pit bull in a skirt, right?
Yeah. So I love Eve. I like Beans. I love Beans.
What about going back farther, like a little...
ESP.
Schooly D.
Schooly D.
I ain't that old. It's like, no. No, I am that old. But, yeah, Schooly D. I used to like EST. I used to like, I'm from Hilltop, so it was the guy Cool C.
Steady B.
I'm serious.
What about Bahamadia?
Bahamadia. I actually used to, always run into her when I was younger. So that was one of the people that I looked up to. I did love Bahamadia. She was like, I like her flow. Like, I really like her flow. It was real distinctive. It wasn't easy to imitate. When you hear Bahamadia on the track, you know it's Bahamadia. Yeah.
Did you have that, like, little fro and, you know, cat girl look?
And the gap teeth.
Huh? Did I have what?
Nah, I'm saying, did you like kind of dress up like that? Was that like the in style in Philly at that time?
No.
That was her style right there.
Nah, not at all. I was really a tomboy. Like, I was really like I said, I was the baby girl. You know, I was always with a bunch of boys and stuff. So I had like, you know, the baggy jeans with the Timberlands and the fatigues and stuff. Like, I was looking. When I look back, I'm like, dang, was I listening to Das Effects a lot? Because, I mean, I was grimy. Now people see me on MySpace and they be like, oh, did you ever think about modeling? I'm like, modeling? I just learned how to walk in heels like 3 years ago. What you talking about modeling? So it's crazy.
Any artists on the scene right now? Any up-and-coming artists, new artists that you would enjoy working with that you haven't worked with as of yet?
Yeah, Terminology. Well, this person not really new, but I do want to work with the guy named Socrates. I like Terminology, Socrates, Superstition. Who else is up and coming? Well, like, a lot of them not up and coming. They just not really known by every single person, like Jay-Z and 50 Cent. So they not up and coming. But yeah, the person that impressed me the most was like Terminology. When I heard him for the first time, I was like, yo, who is this kid? And at first he was rapping on like a Primo track.
Hey, watch how it go down.
Yeah, so I'm, look, here I go. Oh, that's Preem though. He got a Preem track. You can't sound whack on a Preem track. But I'm like, I love Primo. Preem, if you out there, get at me. Because, look, it's a lot of fake Primos out here. They keep sending me tracks. They think they you, dog, get at me. But anyway, yeah, I heard him on a Preem track. Watch how it go down. Then, you know, that's when I started liking Term. So, yeah, they the three. Term, Socrates, Superstition. I would like to work with Jean Grey. You know, she's not up and coming, but I would like to work with her. I don't think enough of us females in the game really work together. Like, you know, I feel like we could work together more. Like, I feel like us females should do more stuff together.
No doubt.
Nah, definitely, you know, there's that, because we've interviewed a couple before, and I've really seen, like, this whole divide, and I really think that, you know, there was more collaborations, because I have so many female MCs tell me, oh, I feel so alone in the game that I really don't know if there's anyone else out there like me, and every time when I meet someone new, I was like, well, I know a couple of people, so I think definitely that whole, if female MCs, you know, reached out to each other and did some collaborations, you would really find a lot of surprises.
Yeah, I'm definitely with it. Like, I've reached out to certain female MCs and I didn't get a reply back, but it doesn't really stop me from reaching out, because like I said, I'm a songwriter. I write hooks too, and it's like, you know, I would collab with a female MC even if she wanted to, you know, do the verses and have like the actual lyrics in the verses, and I might do the hook, or we might pick a beat together, whatever way it works, because I'm like working with anybody that's talented, male or female, and I don't feel alone in the game. I don't feel alone in the game because, like, I don't really see gender. Like, I got my dudes. Like, I got people that's around me, and like, most of my team is going to be guys, but at the same time, I don't feel like alone because I got them and I know they got my back. But I would like to work with more female MCs.
Yeah,
definitely.
Medina, this is Jeff Strange, one of the hosts on the show. I just came in the room. I was just thinking about, like, when you, like girls like Kaya. Is it Kia or Kaya?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, she's like, I'm the only one that ain't even never come out under no guy that was already a star. And like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe I'm a little late in it or whatever, but I mean, is there anybody in your crew that you had to come out under, or you just like said, F it, I'm going to do it myself?
Nah, I ain't come out under nobody. The real challenge was this. I didn't have nobody. Wasn't nobody co-signing me. Wasn't nobody saying Medina Star was hot. The only person saying Medina Star was hot was Medina Star. And it was like, you know, I tried so hard to reach out to different people, like male producers. I'm not going to put nobody on blast, But it's certain producers, certain artists that I've reached out to, like, yo, I want to work with you. And the first question they ask me is, like, who you down with? Like, what clique you down with? Are you down with this person? Do you know that person? And I'm like, no, I don't know nobody. All I know is music. I got a love for music. So I got real frustrated. I was like, I'm not even rhyming for the people no more. Everything I do is going to just be for myself. So I was performing at schools and different charity events, raising money for AIDS and stuff like that. Any kind of charity event, that's what I was doing it for, like strictly for the love, no pay involved. I got, you know, I always had a full-time job. So when I met Access Immortal, he didn't have like a label at the time, but he had a project that he was sitting on. It was already done. And I told him, I said, when I graduate from grad school, I'm going to start my record label. But I was still matriculating, so I said, I'll start it early so I can put your album out. So I put him out, put his album out, Introspect put his album out. Then he kept being in my ear like, you should go ahead and do it, like you got your own label. I didn't start my label to put my own material out. So then I said, well, it is my label. If I don't sell a lot of albums, I got to eat that. Nobody is part of... Like, nobody put money into me. Like, I worked for all of that. Every drop of it, I paid for the album or I paid for the photo shoots. So I put my album out, and then what happened was, because my album came out after Access Immortal, people was thinking, like, yo, is he writing for her? Did he bring her out? When it wasn't like that. Like, so, no, I didn't come out under no guy. And everybody on my team is fresh faces. I'm not connected with no major names. Everybody that's part of Introspect is like people that I knew personally, like cousins and best friends and stuff like that. Don't nobody really have no kind of pull in the game.
That's good. I mean, because, you know, with the examples of like some of the female MCs out there, like, that's out there now, with like, you know, Lil Kim, who first started rhyming, and then now, you know, a bunch of ghostwriters are coming up saying whatever because they don't know how to pay people properly. You know, it's good to hear that, you know, there are still some female MCs that ain't trying to look like, you know, they crush beer cans upside their head and, you know, still looking like a woman, you know.
Right.
I mean, really, you know, because they're like Lady Luck, who was supposed to be on Def Jam, supposed to be like the second lady on Def Jam. She came out and then all of a sudden, you know, people are coming back saying, oh, they saw her in the Dyke Club and this and that, and you know, and she looking like, you know, like, yeah, what's up, son? You know, like, nah, Ma, you looking real, you know.
Who?
Like, no, Lady Luck, I'm saying, like, you know, she's not, you know, like, guys will buy a female MC's album for two things, how she looks on the cover and what she's saying.
Yeah, true.
Because, I mean, you couldn't get me to buy a Foxy album, you know, Foxy Brown album now, because she's brain dead.
Be nice,
to me.
Jeff.
She brain dead to me, I'm sorry.
You know what? One of the things I'm trying to bring back to the game, like, I don't know if it's completely lost or I just don't know about them. Because some people say, well, it ain't no female MCs doing their thing. And my answer to that is, you just ain't heard of them yet. Like,
that's
they don't
it.
Got enough money behind them yet to the point where they pushed in your face. But it's like, you could be feminine and you could be sexy and you could be all that and classy and still, like, be
exactly.
a dope lyricist and balance both of them. And I feel like a lot of females in the past have had a hard time balancing that. Like, how do I stay sexy and feminine but still, you know, get the respect as a lyricist? Well, the thing is, you put your lyrics first. Like, before people seen what I look like, you know, I was putting music out there on the internet, just kind of saturating, like, oversaturating, really putting it out on the internet. Now I got professional photo shoots and stuff. I didn't have those before. Now people are like, you know what, you look all right. And I'm like, okay, that's what's up, you know. But do you like my lyrics? Yeah, I like your lyrics, and you look all right. I'm like, okay, bet. Now we about to start making some money. Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
Because, I mean, you know, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm coming from the first days of, like, the early days of hip-hop. So there were, like, more female crews out then than there are now. I mean, I don't know if it's a cattiness thing in the game or, you know, I mean, I missed the female groups when I was trying to rhyme. You know, I wanted a female DJ. Everybody's like, oh, that's whack, you stupid.
Oh, hell no,
I was like, nah, that's fly, that's different.
I female DJ.
You know what I'm saying? A female Jazzy Jeff out there killing it? What?
See, it's the generation, though. It's a generational gap. Like, I don't really put my age out there too much, but when you hear that I graduated school in 2004, that I'm like,
your people start pulling up their calculators now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I come from a different generation, and I could truly say that it's a separation between us that are in our late 20s to early 30s. That's where I'm at, late 20s, early 30s.
We're going to leave it at that.
And the ones that is, like, between 17 and 25 or 17 and 22. Yeah. It is a certain cattiness, and I think the battle of two MCs has been so glorified over the past decade.
Yeah.
You know, the beef is always glorified, that a lot of people, especially female MCs, think that's how they might get their footing, is to have beef. Like, I don't got beef with nobody. I love everybody. Even the people that don't like me, I'll be like, yo, I love you. See you at the top. You
know yeah, but even then, it's not even the battle that's emphasized. It's the beef, you know, because more people care about if you threw a shoe at someone or hit someone with your cell phone than if you actually, you know, went to, like, a after-hour spot and had, like, a lyrical battle with another chick. Like, more people care probably about Remy Ma for her, you know, case and everything than when she battled Lady Luck.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And then the crazy thing is I had a shorty diss me because... And one of my rhymes, I said, I try to keep my mind free and don't rock no weaves. And if you listen to what I said, I don't rock any weaves. Man, I had a whole bunch of hate mail. Like, you know what? You trying to talk about me because I got a weave, but I'm hotter than you. I'm like, shorty.
Sensitivity.
Was not talking about
you. I'm like, I'm not talking about you. Like, I'm doing me. And, like,
yo, chill.
Diversity is what make the world a beautiful place. Like, I'm doing me. You can have the blind weave. That's not my twist.
You're talking
about
yourself right there.
Yeah.
But it's like they so offensive. Like, they be on eggshells. Like, what you talking about?
They waiting for something to happen.
And I'm like, I ain't even say nothing, though.
They need that kind of thing. They need that.
Without y'all remember that little, what's the name, beef? Where the dude was like, oh, you mad because I'm styling on you.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
And the dude just, like, straight mapped him in his face because he got him in, you know. I'm like, dude, you real sensitive? You can't take a verbal ass whooping?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's really about that, you know, it's like, I'm down with the old school battles when you, like, you know, you make another record or whatever, you go back and forth. But, like, they take beef to the next level nowadays. The females, too. They be waiting for you outside your crib, and I'm like, huh? Nah.
LL Cool J and Mo D is both still alive.
they be crazy.
Mo D career is on, you know.
Well, it's good to hear that. Definitely got some real female MCs out there maintaining.
Because you are definitely needed.
Yes, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So when new album comes out, you going to send us an album?
Yeah.
And some Philly cheesesteaks at that, too.
A Philly cheesesteak. Yo, that'll clog your arteries. You're going to die at 29. Yo, everybody out there, don't eat Philly cheesesteak. That's my word.
You're going to make people mad at you.
Yo, you could wring a gallon of grease out of a Philly cheesesteak.
Wow.
I'm serious. Like, they are the worst. Spots. That shit's like KY jelly just dripping.
Oh, damn.
But,
drive your car in that.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway, I will definitely send the album, and I'm going to send the whole album as a zip file to DJ Black Knight, and I'm going to send some little drops with it.
And we appreciate that.
And you'll have all of that.
You got any shows coming out in the NYC area?
No.
You should hook up with
a New York booking agent.
Not yet. I don't have my show listing yet. We're going to have one in New York. We're going to have one album release party in New York. We're going to have one in Philly. And they both are going to be in November. And I'm going to have a couple of things lined up in October. But right now, we've just been focusing on getting the album actually recorded and done. So it's like whenever I'm in studio mode, my shows fall off. And then when the album come out, then I have like 12 shows on my MySpace page. But you just keep looking at the MySpace page. When I get the show list, I put it up there. As soon as I know, the people know, and we promote real heavy. We put banners up and everything. And, you know, I even stand outside of shows and be like, yo, I'm rocking tonight. Excuse me, sir, I'm rocking.
Give me your MySpace page.
Yeah.
So, MySpace.com/ Medina Dean. Medina with an H on the end. M-E-D-I-N-A-H-D-E-E-N. So it's Medina Dean. Or you could just put me in a Google search engine and mad pages come out like, yeah, that's my girl right there. That's Medina in the search engine. Oh, sorry. But, so you can put me in the Google, work me on the Google machine. But, yeah, somebody had the name Medina Star when I first started my MySpace page. That's why it's Medina Dean.
Oh, okay.
No doubt, but we definitely looking forward to seeing you and to hearing some more of your material.
Okay, appreciate it.
No doubt. So, once again, thank you for calling in, you know, and I'm definitely playing a couple tracks right now that you sent me. You know, I'm gonna definitely play Beauty and Pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with you, Axis and Tori.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Perseverance. And is there anything else you want me to play?
Play Affirmation, because that's the single off the new EP, Serious Intermission, and that was produced by Nick Wiz. And that's the single, so Affirmation would be a good track to play.
I definitely got you on that. So thank you once again, Medina, for calling in, and you definitely got to drop by when the album drops.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, sir. You have an open invite from the boombox.
I'm coming through with posters and donuts, all right?
What's up?
Oh, you're going to give us donuts, but you can't bring a cheesesteak.
Because I care about you.
Oh.
Donuts? Why? Look like a pig?
Hip-hop cares, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Thanks again.
All right, no doubt.
All right, peace.
Peace.
It's good to hear real MCs back in the game, man.
No doubt, definitely. You know, that's like, you know, I talked to her a little bit, and definitely she has her head in the right place. And, you know, when I first heard Spill of Axis, I was like, yo, who is this? And then when I found the MySpace, you know, I definitely reached out and said, yo, we got to do something sometime. And she said, let me call in. And because right now I'm in studio mode, so let me just call in the least. And then once I'm out there, you know, I'm definitely come through. So that's what you heard.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
You know what I'm saying, baby.
To keep the show moving and everything, I got Affirmation loaded up, and I'm going to play that and a couple other tracks from her. So all listeners out there, you know, check out these tracks. You know, they're definitely dope. You know, she's definitely got that gritty style. Like, you know, when she says she was influenced by, like, Buck and KRS-One, the likes, it's no joke. She's definitely, like, you know, gets down the mic like that. So I'm going to play these tracks for you. Check them out, enjoy them, and hopefully in a little bit we should have Helter Skelter in here. So check this out. We'll be right back.
Boombox, baby.
You ain't got it yet, man. What happened?
I thought I was going to play, hang on one second. Do, 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 do. All right.
Do, do, do. What is that?
Do, 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 do.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
I can only be what I'm destined to be. If I'ma shine like a star, then that's what I'ma be. I gotta do it like I do it, cause I gotta be me. I am the home, I'm the home, and I ain't hiding from me. I can only be what I'm destined to be. If I'ma shine like a star, then that's what I'ma be. I gotta do it like I do it, cause I gotta be me. I am the home, I'm the home, and I ain't hiding from me. Y'all don't impress me, y'all stress me. Ain't big enough to test me. Throw shots at me, subliminally won't stress me. Mahogany time chick, your man wanna sex me. Tell that dude I'm busy, fall back and just text me. Let's be serious and get to the point. The crown is mine and they love me, I'm the one they anoint. And use a false prophet, sis, you need to stop it. Think like psychotics, fighting against logic. I can only be what I'm destined to be. If I'ma shine like a star, then that's what I'ma be. I gotta do it like I do it, cause I gotta be me. I am the home, I'm the sun. What I'm destined to be. If I'ma shine like a star, then that's what I'ma be. I gotta do it like I do it, cause I gotta be me. I am the home, I'm the sun, and I'm higher than me. I'm the flame of desire burning in your jealous heart. On point like darts, I blow, you just spark. I keep raising the bar, you keep missing the mark. Get your weight up, not your hate up, cause it's bigger than rap. And it's bigger than your quest for fame and opening that. I'm from a place where dudes are hungry, moms addicted to crap. Where they kill you for an iPod and go home and relax. And blow some trees, shorty, please, I address the issues. Cause my life is official. If I threw shots at you, Zena wouldn't miss you, dismiss you. I'm busy making people believe, empowering the seeds. I'm that fresh air in hell so my people can breathe. You that block chick, tacky like a raggedy weed. And me, I'm so real that the critics call it raw. No, I'm ready for war, like Naeem Akbar. Cast off the mental chains, rule the earth once more. I can only be what I'm destined to be. If I'ma shine like a star, then that's what I'ma be. I gotta do it like I do it, cause I gotta be me. I am the home, I'm the sun.
that's fine. Hypnotized by the lies, just stop looking at the pendulum. Tell the radio no, tell them you ain't feeling them. Demon star be killing them, not offering the minimum. My mind is in a zone, I be so gone when I be pinning them. Be writing them, reciting them, I frighten them. My vision's heads nod when I'm spitting. Hear the sound, see the vision. I'm a movement, a vision. You want it, then listen. Yo, I'm kicking holes in eardrums like fucking criticism. It's that chick right here, just that knock right here. In the midst of all you sandal like a stand-up like a snare. Napoleon complex, little with a big buck. Lyrics flow like rivers, drip like water from a sick cart. You know how I do when it's on, let it rock. Bang it in your iPod, your desktop or laptop. Yo, let them know I'm the nicest MC. Ain't nothing hotter than me. I can only be what I'm destined to be. If I'ma shine like a star, then that's what I'ma be. I gotta do it like I do it, cause I gotta be me. I am the home, I'm the sun. To be. If I'ma shine like a star, then that's what I'ma be. I gotta do it like I do it, cause I gotta be me. I am the home, I am the sun.
Prophet defied all logic, absorbed right knowledge and planted the seeds in the soil of my heart so they could grow into dreams. They couldn't understand what it meant to be me, to resist all the evils that were tempting me. Tomboy, little girl in a hip-hop world, listening to Black Moon, ponytails, no curls, fatigues and Tims. The outlook's grim, looking out my window until the sun got dim. Thinking to myself, I'm just not like them. Seeing something kind of different and I speak with the pen. And I'm something unique, the puzzle piece that doesn't fit in. And so they sleep soundly and comfortably until I'm gone. But when I'm gone, they gon' quote all the words from my song.
They can't stop the movement, stop my drive. They can't stop my grind or stop my shine. They can't hold me down, although they try. Hate to suck it up because this world is mine. They can't stop the movement, stop my drive. They can't stop my grind or stop my shine. They can't hold me down, although they try. Back it up, ayo, this world is mine.
See, I've been at the bottom with low self-esteem, looking for the outside world to validate me. Didn't think I was great, but I knew I was good. Brought light with the words to the same dog hood where the hustlers stood, and the shadows of the dead pops. Kingpins get not innocent, get shot on blocks that are scorching. Chicks get abortions, murder rates rising. Bastards and orphans filled in the coffins. Inhale reality, end up coughing. So often, I await, then escape to a place, to a place. Pulse is the drums, heart is the bass, and I'm one with the sound, and I know what tear it down. Hold the mic right and more confident now. Still they be hating, underestimating. My mentor said that I gotta have patience.
They can't stop the movement, stop my drive. They can't stop my grind or stop my shine. They can't hold me down, although they try. Hate to suck it up because this world is mine. They can't stop the movement, stop my drive. They can't stop my grind or stop my shine. They can't hold me down, although they try. Back it up, ayo, this world is mine. Seems like they always try to hold me down, bring me down. Smile in my face, talk shit when I'm not around. Cause I play with these words, experiment with the sound. Play with these words, experiment with the sound. Play with these words, experiment with the sound. Turn me up a little, turn me up a little. Y'all more, right? Alright.
This is more than a hustle, this is air to me. First the pain from my heart and with this art I MC. Thanks to the trials and pain, it made me me. Made me be me, real and free, no compromise. Unchained, unfettered, with no disguise. Still people wanna doubt like this ain't my time. Quote from the hook, they can't stop my shine. Build an enterprise like pyramids up in the sky. Introspect is the team, no gray or in between. No part-time friends, got in him like a scene. The gleam from the green creates strife and greed. The shape times on the mission spreading lies to see. Power comes from within and from things unseen. Connection with the mics like love at first sight. I'm like the peak of your high when you vibing at night. I'm like higher elevation, I'm like true insight.
They can't stop the movement, stop my drive. They can't stop my grind or stop my shine. They can't hold me down, although they try. Hate to suck it up because this world is mine. They can't stop the movement, stop my drive. They can't stop my grind or stop my shine. They can't hold me down, although they try. Easy, back it up, ayo, this world is mine. Seems like they always try to hold me down.
since I came back in this game, a lot of things done changed. Found out who my real friends are, who the riders are, you know, who really down for me. So complicated. Yeah, yeah. The bigger your name, the bigger the fame, the more they hate on you, throw dirt on your name. And since I re-emerged, some things done changed. Had the heart in my heart, I ain't talking the same. I'm known for burning mics down and ripping the stage. Write my legacy in blood and watch it jump off the page. Rhymes dark like asphalt, beauty and pain. I'm rolling untamed in a move by the new tide. Makeup on black guys, can't conceal all lies. Born blind, but reborn through the snare. Baptized in hood tears, the heart has no fear. Streets cold like Freon, drugs and murder. Blocks beef like burgers, Philly dudes pull out burners. Don't respect the cops, so they clap at them. The working man's a sucker, so they laugh at him. But ain't surpassing him, cause they sins and they gins be attacking them and smacking them. And sleepless nights, I'm meant to write, grip firm and tight, whether pens or mics. Black poet brings the light, word I'm nice with graphite. In your man's eye pie, he nodding like she's nice.
Saying, star, you acting like you don't want to do this. You acting like they got the best of you.
Nah, it ain't even like that. It's just this game come with a lot of BS. It's beautiful though, the connections I made, the people I met. But you know, people still be hating. You know what I'm talking about. You know, people be hating on you. Ed, tell them.
I know. I got you.
I'm too hood for white folks, not flashy enough for black folks. I don't fit in a square, got a record on the shelves, don't nobody care. They love me if I rock some type of shit that I won't wear. I was born in the ghetto, so I must sell drugs. Fitted in a do-rag, so we must be a thug. Plus I live in Bed-Stuy, so we probably get blood. I guess I'd be stupid to ask the people, where's the love? Where's the love? Posted up, chill, standing near the stage exit. I reach in my pockets, they think I'm going for a weapon. I ain't feeling the judgment, I'm getting these people tripping. You talk about your life, they act like they ain't how you living. Like we ain't getting shot, catching cases, being in jail. And if you ain't, they looking, waiting, and watching you fail. I ain't a crack star, damn it, I'm a rap star. Industry soft, and is walking around with a glass jaw.
Hey, yo, star, the game ain't even the same no more. It's all a bunch of politics, I swear, it's worse than the government. People really need to get it together before there ain't nothing left.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but we gonna keep on holding it down. You know, representing the beautiful side. Medina Star, Access Immortal, Toure, y'all know what it is.
It's obvious the game ain't the same. The faces and names all have changed. Look around, it all looks strange. Just again to go in the booth and claim to spit flame, but they won't go in the booth to cast a ballot for change. It's invalid, it seems, for the youth of the day. If I was to get them a K, then get them an A. It's a sad state of affairs. People gotta choose between the gas tank and the fridge, household and the rest. The mothers are struggling, fathers is gone. At least you used to get the boost from a positive song. Now the gun clapping and booty shaking's the norm, and the kids can't seem to ignore them. How we gonna reform our community, man? Stay strong, stay firm, stay true to the game. And through all the ups and downs that you do to obtain, you just gotta realize that it's beauty and pain. Yeah, you know I mean?
Remember that feeling, y'all?
Again.
When you wanted to push the rewind button, cause when a nigga say it's hot. When you argue with your man like, yo, I'm telling you, pick that shit up, that nigga's crazy. Well, that feeling is back, and the name is Joel Ortiz. I backflipped off the monkey bars, ran up the slide. Marky in my pocket, what's getting vandalized? Hood, that's what gives this man a drive. I'm ducking under these cars, they letting them cannons fly. A lot of mine involved in life of crime. Fiends like, here this nine, and me like, yeah, this fine. Many include my dudes that's not here. They only roam the earth for 20 some odd years, but they never fade away. Reasonable was my favorite, Jay. I ain't afraid to say it, it's BK. Hold up, I'm a free agent? Yeah, boy. We ain't lose a step. Look no further, I'm the new dude to rep. You fools, this cassette's great. Accept your fate. I dropped the best mixtapes in 87 was my last time, less than an 8. Is what y'all all shall be. I'm nice, I'm young, I'm Spanish, I'm sure like Al B. Remember the Project Jam? You got Shorty on the closet and you all on her back pockets, fam. That's the feeling I bring back, cause I don't do sing rap, but I bet you everybody sing back. Yeah, that's the level right there. What y'all thought I was coming in half-stepping? Y'all dumb it, I'm half past seven. New paragraphs reppin' new. one. Won't leave behind a crumb. I'm just waiting to happen. Creep with this rapping, which y'all talking's all wrong, like I'm faking an accent though. Just sit in my head. I put teeth under my pillow, but the fairy never visit my bed. I said, like Mom Duke's copping a shit, and me saying to myself, I feel like dropping his dick, man. I'm sick.
Excuse me, y'all. Excuse me.
Nah, it ain't over, it's just beginning, soldier. I'ma need the house, I'ma need the hose, I'ma need the biggest motor. Won't allow me to stop throwing jabs. I'm forming Ali, y'all proud to be Kodo Zab. Kareem, Hakeem, y'all dudes is Greg Ostertag. Marino, I'm Elway, they pick it when you throw a pass. Things that happen in past tense, I lost a race in the hood, ain't finishing last since. If my serve me correct, losing sucks. So I'm in it for the gold like Scrooge McDuck, y'all just ducks.
Now, Smite.
Yeah. Gilla House.
UK, Big Ben and all that. Boom.
Gilla House. You heard? You.
My pitch.
Gilla.
Let's go. Yo, muscle my way in. 05 is mine. Tattoo Gilla. Filling in my prime. Pull up a coupe of color. Can't find plasma TV on the mirror outside. I overdo it strong. Got chicks that buck you down from Vietnam that look like me alone. I'm hot, my collar stand up like the Fonz. To hold my guns, you need wedding comma bonds. You got chubby, I got chubby too. Me starve in the park, you on Comic View. You funny, I flood the area, tsunami. Wash out the weak. And a tag them dry me. I'm married to the game, the brass, my music. When bricks in the house, there's a problem, Houston. I guzzle crunk juice to the neck, so when I walk in the party, ain't nobody gonna do sure. Red man to sure, it's the principality of a light worm. For the lyrics I burn, wait your turn. We can battle in a second, so I can bankrupt you like chapter 11. I can like Janet Jackson addressing. Believe it, when I quarterback, you receive it. Same crib on MTV crib mine. I ain't lying, cause my eyes redder than iodine. I'm back, mom, so up your chain. I'ma leave the same way I came. That's thorough. I run up in your hood like 80 deep. Have it sound like drum lines of A&T. Mom, Killer House, check. Death Squad, check. White Tee, check. Gore-Tex, check. When we said we number one, we lie. We number one, two, three, four, and five. Killer House, check. Brick City, check. 89, check. Cash Show, check.
They don't give a fuck about what y'all doing. I'll ask you. Boom, boom, boom.
If you find a bag of on the floor, pick it up. And if you find it, I got 10 on the dub. I'm hard to find, like picking out a rug. I'm worldwide, fool. I don't care about a buzz. Going on the red, going for the bread. I got pit bulls hooked onto a sled. My block a riot like they shot cornbread. Their prayers are fine, a missile with a foreign head. Kaboom! Guess who stepped in the room? Street sweeper out, ready to vacuum. Then all of a sudden, you get it in the end like Kane from Alina, cousin. I'm a menace. I was broke as hell, first time I made it. Now everything I own is voice activated. Boy, I'm lying. I'm just trying to make cheddar, cause my doorbell is rubbing two wires together. Killer House, check. Wu-Tang, check. White Tee, check. Night Air, check. When we said we number one, we lied. We number one, two, three, four, and five. Killer House, check. Uptown, check. Purple, check. Cash Show, check.
They don't give a fuck about what y'all doing. I'll let you book, book, boy.
Yeah, yeah, check this out. It's DJ Black Knight representing Return to the Boombox Radio, WBCR, 1090 AM. We just went through a little set of things, you know. I meant to just go through a straight set of Medina Star, but I had to step out to get my special guest for today. So before we get into that even, you know, let me just go through what I played. From Medina Star, I played the last track you just heard was her featuring Axis Immortal and Torre called Beauty and Pain.
Yes, sir.
Then before that, I played Hold Me Down. And the first track I played was Affirmation. So that rounds out the set. And then, Jeff, you played a little Redman, I believe.
Yeah, first I started off with a Joel Ortiz track called Memories.
A word?
Because now he's supposedly a free agent from Interscope, and I mean, he's just doing his thing right now. Because you know, he had the last album he had was on the called The Brick, that was on Koch, and he was supposed to go over to the Dr. Dre, Jimmy Iovine camp, but that never materialized. You know, he's in the same closet with Rakim.
Yeah.
And then we went to Redman, Gilla House check.
Word up. Yeah, we got, you know, some boot camp thing here. We got the special guest for today, you know.
Left floor.
You know, Rock, why don't you say what up to the people?
What up to the people? What's rocking, y'all? Monster Man Rocco in the building.
Yes, sir.
What's good, man?
For those who don't know, that's the Rockness Monster. One half Helter Skelter.
I'm chilling like a villain, you know, doing a little bit of this and that and time to time every now and then here and there. I said absolutely nothing just now, but you know what I'm saying?
It's all good, Rock. It's all
nah,
good.
It's all good. You know, it was supposed to be both you and Sean P, but Sean P had, like, you know, a special engagement today. He couldn't make it, but you know what? We got you.
You got Rock, though.
The Rockness Monster.
Hell yeah. So, yo, I mean, wow, like, yo, it's been like 10 years since you guys, you know, really put down an album, because we were just playing stuff off of Magnum Force.
Yeah, that was my joint right there.
Word?
Yeah.
You actually like that over Nocturnal?
Actually, yeah. I like a lot of rappers' second albums better. Because, I remember Buck telling me this a long time ago. My man Buckshot, for those who slow with it. I remember Buck telling me a long time ago, like, yo, it took for me to do an album, for me to know how to do an album.
Yeah.
You understand now? A lot of people like everybody's first album is because that's the album that caught them by surprise. You understand what I'm saying? When you got the second album doesn't have that element of surprise. It has that element of expectation. It'll never hit a nigga from left field like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
You already know what it is. You're expecting it on the second album. You know what I mean? So I think that it's all mental why people, most of the time, people think a nigga's first album is the shit. But the second album, myself and a lot of rappers that y'all might like their first albums the best, I like their second albums. Like Rakim, yeah. Like Nas, like a lot of dudes. Like, I'm just like that.
You know what? I got to agree with you, because especially Nas' second album, it was written.
Oh, man.
I think I was permanently slept
really,
on.
Really, really dope.
Oh, man. I Gave You Power?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. Who was doing that? You understand
Nobody.
What I'm saying?
Nobody.
Like that right there was off the chain right there. And you know, like that, Shootouts, any nigga who ever been from a projects and was at a barbecue or a block party or the jam, as we used to call them when we was younger, you know what I'm saying? If you was at one of those and it got the popping, rocking, and shaking, you know. You understand what I'm saying? You could relate to that song right there. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Illmatic was dope lyrics, but Son hadn't developed that craft, in my opinion. He hadn't had it developed.
Yeah,
the way
it was more like
it was
just
written.
Raw energy. That first album.
Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, definitely. You know, we was just playing some stuff like Worldwide, Guns and Ones off the second album.
That's my Drake right there. Big shouts to Method Man. That's my home. Me and Meth and Red was actually supposed to make it to the Dirt album, but me and Meth have terrible phone etiquette. You understand what I'm saying? It's like I'm hollering at the God. God hollering at me. Tag you with. If you know what I'm saying, he it now. Till his day. I mean, the album is done. He it though. No, I think I'm it. Yeah, I gotta holler at him.
Ah, man, nah,
that would have been crazy. Right
yeah,
there.
You Helter Skelter and Method Man,
two dynamic duos
yeah,
on
you
the
know,
track right
now. We like second cousins on the beat. You know what I mean? It's like it is what it is.
Yeah, but I guess you know, going back to you know the beginning, everything like, how's you and P hit it off?
I was an angry child. You understand what I'm saying? I was an angry youngster and whatnot. Most of my friends became my friends because they could make me laugh. You understand what I'm saying? Like, by the time I got outside, like, I my mom's wasn't my mom's. My mom's was the warden / drill sergeant / you know what I'm saying? Like, detention center keeper. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I got an older brother who used to just try out all his new wrestling moves and, you know what I'm saying, all of that. So, by the time and my sister was there, you know, I blow up spots like little sisters. But this was my big sister, and she was the biggest snitch, period. You understand?
Wow.
So, by the time I got outside, I was already pissed off. You understand? So if you notice something about all of my friends, like all of my homeboys, you meet up with them, they hilarious. You understand what I'm saying? And that was the way to become my friend. You had to break through that sheet of ice that was right there, because I was cold blooded like Rick James.
Nah, definitely, you know, like, I see you on the Decepticons t-shirt. I can definitely tell you, like, you know, that whole period was just, you know, craziness.
I rocked, I fit right in. You know what I'm saying? I was like, these niggas is crazy. I want to be down.
You want to elaborate on that a bit?
Now, Decepts was, you know, a lot of people get it twisted with the Crips and the Bloods and the this and that and all of that. Well, you know, gang's always been here, ladies and gentlemen. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Just not on the high profile.
They just haven't been the Crips and the Bloods. You know what I mean? But before it was Decepticons and Autobots and Lowlifes, it was the Tomahawks and Jolly Stompers and all kind of other...
Black Spades.
Yeah, They was running around. You know, before I was born, it was gangs in New York. And I'm not a youngster. I'm not I'm not one of these.
Grown-ass man is a term we use here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a grown-ass man. Thank you. What do you call it? A gam. Grown-ass man. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they've been out here before I was born. It's just that only difference is now, like the Crips and the Bloods have made it over here. So what? You understand what I'm saying? Didn't hip-hop make it over to where the Crips and the Bloods at?
Yeah.
Quit hating. Find something better to hate, man. Find something better to hate about.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? I'm just going to record it saying I don't really have no problem with hating. You understand what I'm saying? I embrace it. I hate everybody. You understand what
I'm saying? Equal opportunity hater.
I hate everybody. I hate everything. You understand what I'm saying? I don't really, man, I don't like nothing or nobody. But at the same time, I do. You understand what I'm saying? It's a side of me that can't stand none of this. Don't even like y'all. You understand what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, y'all some cool motherfuckers and I'm here rocking with y'all. You understand what I'm saying?
At least you can realize that and articulate that. A lot of people, they wouldn't be able to do such a thing.
You're like, only reason I don't like y'all is because I don't know y'all. You understand what I'm saying? I don't like nobody I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? But I love y'all niggas because y'all giving me an opportunity and love is love. I'm sitting here, y'all doing me a favor while I'm doing y'all a favor. At the same time, you know what I'm saying? One hand wash the other. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
but
man,
you know what I mean? All niggas in New York be hating. Yeah, we do. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we do. You understand what I'm saying?
That's real. I mean,
you can't dispute that. That's the real truth, right?
You know what
there.
I'm saying? It's a song. On my mixtape, The Shell Shock, I got a song on there called NY Gritty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the chorus of the song is like, it's a sample chorus. I go, I'm bringing New York back. I'm not even really with that shit. Only reason I did that song is because I thought the beat was so hot. And I couldn't disrespect the beat, so I had to do what it said. You understand? So I got on my New York shit. But I had to let niggas know what New York really is. Like New York niggas, I ain't on no bringing no New York shit back. No New York back shit. Niggas know they don't like each other. You understand what I'm saying? Why is niggas fronting? The South doing their thing. Now you got New York niggas talking about, we need to stick together. Niggas wasn't sticking together before. Don't get fake. Niggas need to make some hot shit. That's what you need to do.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Yo, that's real right there.
Wow.
Like, to go back to the formation, Helter Skelter, like, how did y'all meet? Like, we had Evil D up here. We had 5 Feet from Black Moon up here. And they gave us a little dialogue about, like, how Black Moon formed. So give me a little dialogue about, like, Helter Skelter, like, how all of y'all formed the BCC, like, how all that came together.
All right, it's like this. All of, like, first of all, me and Ruck, our mothers knew each other before we did. You understand what I'm saying? So we was bound to meet each other. You know what I mean? Ruck, Buckshot, and Tech are the only three members of Boot Camp who are not from Cephalo Projects.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Sounds real.
So, like, on Trading Place, Ruck said, you know, said Sean Price from Cephalo. Nah, I'm from down the block. He from Brownsville Projects. You understand what I'm saying? But all of the rest of us, we all from the same project. So that part of it is pretty much self-explanatory. We couldn't walk out our door without seeing each other. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody was everywhere, you know, from playing Skelly and Marbles to the first basketball team to whatever. A lot of us was around each other through that. You know what I mean? But like, it was really D-Seps that brought a lot of us close to each other. You know what I mean? Like, we was on the same block and all of that. But, you know, when we had to leave the block and go to school together or whatever, run it, you know, it's something special about a Brownsville nigga. You ain't even really got to know a nigga. Long as you know that nigga from Brownsville, you can't be locked up with him and nothing happened to him. You can't be out of town with him and nothing happened to him. It's not going down like that. Niggas is just, we together right now. Yeah. Point blank, period. So with that in mind, like Tekken still went to high school together. You know what I mean? Buckshot cousin used to live in my projects.
Who, Mighty?
No, not Mighty. No, it wasn't even Buckshot cousin. It was Five's cousin who used to live, who still lives in my projects. You understand what I'm saying? So Five would come through, you know what I mean? Buck would come through, like still knew Buck and Five closer. Like they, like, cause Five's cousin is from Steel's building in my projects. You know what I'm saying? So just regular shit like that. We, like, this shit is way before the music. You understand what I'm saying? Can't nothing that got nothing to do with music stop us from being friends. You understand what I'm saying? So, because this shit is before the music. You know what I mean? We all really right. From around the same way.
But as that's been the same kind of unity has kind of kept you guys together through all these years, right?
Yeah, because it's like, let me tell you something. When you got 8 dudes or 10 dudes or whatever, and if Helter Skelter would have officially broke up, which we didn't, we just didn't tell y'all we didn't, because then niggas would have stopped talking about it. You understand what I'm saying? But if we would have officially broke up, it's real difficult not to be friends with Ruck if you still friends with Steel. You understand what I'm saying? Still having the barbecue. Is you coming, nigga? I'm going. You understand? Ruck gonna be there. Niggas ain't gonna fight and steal house and shit. He got kids there and all. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah, no
that's
doubt.
that's just the way it is. And all of the years you ain't see us put out a Helter Skelter album, or the years that you didn't see me with the boot camp, please believe it was barbecues, fish fries, birthday parties, Madden sessions, tournaments, and all that, where I was right there with all of the niggas whooping ass, eating food, and doing what we do. You
family,
what I'm
basically.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, speaking of, like, you know, the hate and everything, you know, Noha sent me a track called F the Rapper, so you want to just talk about your feelings on making that track?
Oh, yeah, it's like, fuck that rapper. I mean, like, the funny shit was, you know, I needed a verse from Ruck. You know what I mean? And I don't, if you guys listen, like, Ruck don't really do choruses. He don't really do choruses like that. You understand? He do them, but he don't. You understand what I'm saying? He rather give it, throw the scratch in the sample or whatever. That hook shit be me. I had to wait a while to get Ruck on Shell Shock. You understand? He was procrastinating and all that. But when he did it, he threw a hook on it. It was like, all right, I gotta hold on a second. Like, my son gave me a hook. I gotta respect the hook. You understand? I respect the hook and the concept. And I just went in. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, fuck that rapper. You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't like nobody. It ain't, you know what I mean? It's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that complicated. Like, you know, them niggas ain't me. Fuck them. You understand? Especially to the niggas who running around saying they me or running around with my name. You know what I mean? You have... That's like I said, just do you, let me do me. I'm Don Rocco.
Yo, all right. So
you understand what I'm saying? Like, that's a common name, I know. But I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. Bomb with son, bombing son. You understand what I'm saying? Which is, you know what I mean? Because it just is what it is. You think of hip-hop, you think of somebody writing graffiti, which is hip-hop. Somebody writing your name. You hold on a second. That's a small problem right there. It might be a big problem, however big you want to make it. Is how big that problem get. It might just end with a nigga writing over your shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Spit!
You know what I'm saying? Spit and all that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, this is hip-hop. That like, an issue like that is a hip-hop issue. Mm-hmm. And I see you niggas. You understand what I'm saying? Niggas, but ain't nobody fucking with me or my boy. And that's the bottom line. So fuck them all. And that's the way I look at it.
So, yo, on that note, I'm going to play track F the Rapper off the Shell Shock mixtape. We'll be right back, people.